Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
Straight from the Superman theme to a perhaps an even more important theme, certainly musically.
I'm Peppa Pig. This is my little brother George. This is Mummy Pig. And this is Daddy Pig.
Peppa. Yeah, they like jumping in muddy puddles and things like that.
Yeah, okay. Great
show. So obviously some people are a certain age where they'll have watched Peppa Pig because their kids are watching it. Some people, I'm presuming like Colin and Emer, two young people, are watching it kind of ironically every now and again when it comes on, right?
I've never once seen an episode of Peppa Pig.
Carl, you have, obviously.
I just know it. I have a fun
like
fact about it, but I won't give you that fun fact. I won't open up with the fun fact.
No, please don't. Save it. Yeah. Says Bill to Carl.
Everyone knows the fun fact. Yeah.
Everyone knows.
I'll probably do it.
She's a pig, right? That's the fun fact.
And both our eyes are on the same side of her face, which is also weird when you think about it.
Yeah.
Every character's eyes are on the same side of their... Anyway, that's a different discussion. The question I got in for Ask Dave was from Tina Duggan. And Tina says, "Hi Dave, I have a question for Ask Dave. I have 2 4-year-olds here." Oh, twins. 4-year-old twins. I remember those days. "And they want to know, what are Daddy and Mammy Pig's real names in Peppa Pig? I have no answer." So I went internet sleuthing.
Do you have an answer?
I have many answers, Colin.
Of course you do, because you can't find the right one.
First of all adults in Peppa Pig, pretty much, seem to be simply named Mr. and Mrs. or Mammy and Daddy, insert animal name. Sorry, I should say Mummy. It's Mummy because it's an English thing. So we watch the English one. So we say Mammy, they say Mummy. So you'd have Miss Rabbit, Daddy Sheep, Mr. Fox, or even Dr. Elephant. Okay? And the children have actual names. So you've Peppa and George Pig. Peppa Pig, George Pig. You've got Kylie Kangaroo, her brother Joey Kangaroo. You've got Edmund Elephant, Emily Elephant. They're all a name that begins with the same letter as the animal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the animal name afterwards. And you don't call Danny Dog Danny. He's Danny Dog. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, very formal.
So in the show, it'll be like, now the kids will call each other their names, but
so she won't be referred to as Peppa Pig.
No, she'll be referred to as Peppa Pig. Well, no, sorry, Peppa's different, I suppose. But the narrator will say something like, "Danny Dog has called over to Peppa's house," and then Peppa will say, "Danny, do you want to play again?" Do you know what I mean?
But very formal in the narrator's
Dog.
Part.
Yes. Some adults, though, do have names. So Grampy Rabbit, who's the Mummy and Daddy Rabbit, it's the grandfather. He is called Reginald. Okay, we figure that out in some episode. He is Miss Rabbit and Mummy Rabbit's daddy. Now, to anyone who watches the show, I'm looking at two blank faces here in front of me from the two young people on my team. Miss Rabbit and Mummy Rabbit are different people. Mummy Rabbit is Rebecca Rabbit and Richard Rabbit's mummy.
Right.
Okay. But Miss Rabbit is the one who has all the jobs. So she is, among other things, the bus driver, the supermarket assistant, the librarian, the helicopter pilot, the firefighter, the ice cream seller, the shoe shop assistant, the nurse, the ticket seller. Everywhere they go, Miss Rabbit works there.
Get right. Miss Rabbit an assistant, for the love of God.
There is a theory that rabbits are known to reproduce quite high in number, and that Miss Rabbit may have 800 sisters. We don't know that for sure.
Okay.
That's just a theory. So there's a name. Reginald Rabbit is Grampy Rabbit. Auntie Dottie Pig has a real name too, Dottie. But we never see Dottie in the show. She did send Peppa and George a present called Horsey Twinkle Toes.
Nice. Great present.
Going into the weeds of this show.
I had to.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do we think that we don't see Auntie Dottie Pig because she doesn't have a P in her name? She's not like Auntie Potty Pig?
Yes. Well, in fact,
maybe there may even be
a younger sister called Rosette Pig.
Oh, they've been banished because they don't have matching names.
Rosette Pig and Dottie Pig. You're right, they don't have the same letter as the name of the animal.
Mm-hmm. Which is strange.
Banished.
Yeah, Madame Gazelle is their preschool teacher. She is Madame Gazelle. She speaks with a French accent. Her real name, it turns out, we find out, is Gigi. So she has a name. And she has a band called the Rocking Gazelles. They're very good.
Cool.
And they all have names. Glenda Gazelle and Greta Gazelle are her sisters who are in the band, also French, and perform good songs. Glenda's the bass player, Greta's the drummer.
What kind of songs?
I should have pulled one up, but kind of like, you know, we want to rock. Yeah, we want to rock. That kind of stuff.
Okay. Peppa Pig universe is way bigger than I thought.
Oh, you've no idea. I am scratching the surface here. So back to Tina's original question.
Yes.
What about Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig? Now, in searching for this kind of stuff, you go down rabbit holes that you realise you shouldn't go down. And you should reverse out of them very quickly, but I didn't. I bore the brunt of this Peppa Pig universe that I investigated. There are corners of the internet that have worked out that their names are Rachel and David.
What? How?
And that Rachel's maiden name is Swine. Rachel Swine and David Pig are now Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig, okay? Now, this is also the same corner of the internet who told me that Mummy Pig, Rachel Swine, is in fact a paid government agent and that underneath her orange dress, she actually wears Lady Gaga's rejected outfits.
What side are you on?
Yeah. Exactly. So I think you need to take all of this with all of the salt. The one fact that we do know, Cathal, and is this your fact?
Yeah.
The voice of Daddy Pig is...
Freya Ridings' father.
Yes. Richard Ridings is the voice.
Richard Ridings, Peppa Pig. Or Pee-Pee. Meant to be.
So it's true.
What's happening.
Who sings all those brilliant songs. Gonna build castles for the rubble of your love. All of those songs by her. Yeah, absolutely. That is literally her dad who is the dad. And by the way, their family know the family who created Peppa Pig, and they created Daddy Pig with her dad in mind. It's his personality, like the thing where he says, "I'm a bit of an expert." That's kind of her thing, her dad's thing.
Okay,
you know,
I think if the radio doesn't work out for you, buddy, you'd be a great narrator on a kids' show. Do the voice thing again.
Well, which one?
The earlier one.
The narrator, right?
Yeah, the narrator.
Danny Dog has arrived to Peppa's house to play in the garden.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. Or Big Brother or something.
Dear 45 in the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
I think I just prefer
work on it.
I'm a bit of an expert. And anyone who watches Peppa Pig will tell me that I'm absolutely brilliant at my Daddy Pig impersonation. But Tina, it's the best I can do is they don't really seem to have any names.
Oh my God.
I know, I realise that took 4 minutes, but like... That's where we're at in life.
I want to watch an episode now.
Okay, well, during You Two and Where the Streets Have No Name, what a song, by the way, you can watch an episode.
Okay.
Because they're about 3 minutes long.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.